Behind the Lens. Celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz examines a life in pictures.
Name any celebrity, musician, or world leader indeed. Annie Leibovitz has probably photographed them.
And her iconic work is now on display at Atlanta's High Museum of Art. She gives us a personal tour of her life behind the lens.
I don't think that name is big enough. I was having a big argument with the curator. I said, this is not big enough. I think it should be a lot larger. I'm very upset about that. I'm Annie Leibovitz, and this is my show, A Photographer's Life, 1990 to 2005. It harkens back to when I first started photography, and I was a student at the San Francisco Art Institute, and the kind of photography that I was taught was, you know, Robert Frank, Cartier-Bresson. It was kind of personalized reportage. And again, it's this idea of letting things unfold in front of you, things that you're not trying to control, they just happen. And you're just documenting it, really. And it's done with 35mm camera, black and white, and it's just, you know, and I know black and white very well, and I don't think about it, so I just aim the camera, you know, and take pictures. I remember I worked with her when she was working on the Stanley Kubrick film, and her skin was translucent because Stanley Kubrick told her she could not go out into the daylight. She and Tom Cruise were there for like over a year, you know, doing this film, and it was, so by the time I photographed her, it was almost like you could see through her skin. It was translucent. She's so ethereal and beautiful, and such a really such a good actor. And I like the idea that when you work with someone like Nicole Kidman, you're going to see her again, and you sort of build on that. I remember there was a shoot with Jim Carrey, and I already had the shoot sort of designed. I wanted to do a sort of takeoff on Francis Bacon, and he's such a physical actor, Jim Carrey. And he came in and he looked blank. He just looked, and I could tell he just didn't want, the worst thing that happens with comedians is people always want them to be funny in pictures. And they just, you know, what does that mean, be funny? We don't know what that means. So I said, you don't have to do anything today, really. We're really doing nothing. I love architecture, and I wanted to always see Philip Johnson's house, and I just photographed him. And he said, oh, sure, you're welcome to come by, just make an appointment, blah, blah, blah. So I made an appointment, and I was going by, and I was surprised that he was there. I didn't expect him to be there. I wasn't planning on visiting with him. And I think he was really upset that I was more interested in the house than in him. My mother's a beach baby. She was brought up in the Jersey Shore. She spent her summers at the Jersey Shore, and you know she becomes alive when she goes in the water. The beach is a very, very important world for my mother. She can go in the water, and she becomes 20 years younger. And so gatherings at the beach were quite common when we had a chance.